Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, beginning to think about estate planning. In this session, we're going to review some of the basics of estate planning. When you hear the term estate planning, you probably think of estate taxes, or think that estate planning is only for older people or those with lots of wealth. Estate planning is about estate taxes and quite a bit more. It also includes what would happen to you if you could not make financial and medical decisions, and what would happen to your loved ones if you died. If you do not have a lot of assets, you may not care about estate taxes now, but if you are financially successful during your life, you may care a great deal about them later. Here is how the estate tax works. The federal government levies a tax, payable by your estate, with rates up to 45% on the largest estates. The tax is charged on the value of the estate after allowable deductions are taken. These allowable deductions include burial expenses, paying off existing debts, charitable contributions, and accrued taxes. In addition, any assets left to a surviving spouse are not included in the taxable estate. After the estate tax is calculated, there is a credit against that tax. As a result of this credit, many estates pay no tax at all. In 2001, the estate tax laws were changed, and as a result, in 2009, the estate tax does not start until the taxable estate exceeds $3.5 million. That law also eliminated estate taxes for 2010, but in 2011, the estate tax is to be reinstated, with estates larger than $1 million being subject to tax with a top tax rate of 55%. Many predict that these rules will change again in the next year or so. But there is more to estate planning than just taxes. Estate planning also includes family communication. In many families, death and money are almost forbidden subjects, yet some frank discussions with your parents or children can help prepare everyone for the unexpected. Be sure key family members can find important documents and are aware of any medical treatment options you want or do not want. Estate planning is also when you name guardians for surviving children. Your will dictates how assets are distributed from your estate and can be used to designate legal guardians for any dependents. You, not the courts, should be making these decisions. Your will also names the person, called an executor, to oversee the estate until all assets are distributed and the estate is officially closed. Choose someone that is capable of understanding and carrying out your wishes. There are also some important documents that everyone needs to handle a situation where you cannot make important decisions for yourself. A durable power of attorney for health care gives another person the right to make medical decisions, and a living will tells your family and medical personnel how you want to be treated if you become terminally ill. It also states your wishes about being placed on life support. Some states may have separate forms for each of these. Durable power of attorney for finances enables another person to handle your financial affairs and your investments if you are incapacitated and can't make your own decisions. Without this power of attorney, it could be necessary to go to court just to handle routine transactions. Choose someone that is capable and knowledgeable, such as an adult child, a sibling, or a trusted friend. If you do not have someone like that, consider using your attorney or accountant. Your retirement accounts also deserve attention as you consider your estate. Carefully choose the beneficiary of your retirement plans, including 401k plans and your IRAs. In most cases, the person receiving your retirement plan assets is determined by the beneficiary form you sign and not by your will. You may want to consider an irrevocable life insurance trust. Life insurance proceeds are not subject to income taxes, but may result in estate taxes if your estate is the beneficiary of the policy. If you have life insurance and your assets are approaching the level where estate taxes may be due, speak with a qualified attorney to learn how a life insurance trust may help keep proceeds out of your estate and taxes to a minimum. Estate plans should be reviewed regularly. Many estate attorneys suggest a review every 3 or 4 years. If your situation changes due to a divorce, death of a spouse, births of children or grandchildren, or if your wealth status changes, you may want to review your plan more often. Moving to another state should also prompt an estate plan review. Most importantly, you should use an expert for estate planning. The estate laws are complex, and the consequences of not being adequately prepared are significant. While you may want to do some investigation on your own, use a qualified attorney for your estate planning needs. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.